With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The first heat wave of the season is bringing triple-digit temperatures earlier than usual to much of the U.S. Southwest.
Forecasters are warning residents to be ready for dangerously hot conditions, with highs expected to top 110 degrees in Las Vegas and Phoenix. The National Weather Service says that much of an area stretching from southeast California to central Arizona will see its hottest weather since last September. Record daily highs could occur across the region, with the hot temperatures lasting several days with no real relief at night. The unseasonably hot weather is expected to make its way into parts of the Pacific Northwest by the end of the week. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also at SRNnews.com, Arizona voters will decide whether or not to make illegal crossings in the U.S.-Mexico border a state crime. Republicans in the state's House of Representatives passed a resolution Tuesday to put the Secure the Border Act on November's ballot. If voters decide to make the measure into law, it would allow state and local police to make border crossing arrests. President Biden arrives in France.
The president will be among more than 20 heads of state and government in Normandy to commemorate the 80th anniversary of D-Day. They'll be joined by dozens of World War II veterans to honor the nearly 160,000 troops from Britain, the U.S., Canada, and other nations that landed on June 6, 1944. Later in the week, Mr. Biden will participate in his first state visit to France at the invitation of President Macron. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Attorney General Merrick Garland's in the hot seat as Republicans push him to release audio tapes of President Biden's incoherent interview with the DOJ. GOP lawmakers are weighing whether to hold Merrick Garland in contempt for refusing to turn over the tapes about the president's handling of classified material. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham doesn't like the verdict in the Trump trial.
Reacting to the conviction of the former president in a New York City courtroom, the popular evangelist is urging Americans to pray for their country. Writing on Facebook, Graham says, quote, "What we saw today has never happened before, and I think for the majority of people, it raises questions about whether our legal system can be trusted. Our country is at a crossroads. Pray that we will be one nation under God." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Australian Christian Schools Alliance says a new report by the country's Law Reform Commission amounts to an attack on faith and freedom. The commission says it should be illegal for schools to remove or expel queer trans staff or children because of their sexual orientation. It also wants to make it more difficult for faith-based schools to hire staff based on the religious convictions of the prospective staffer. International Christian Coalition is sounding an alarm. This is SRN News. U.S. job openings fell in April to the lowest level since 2021. Correspondent Jennifer King reports on the latest job figures.
The Labor Department reports that U.S. job openings fell to 8.1 million in April, down from a revised 8.4 million in March. Openings have been slowly declining since a peak during the pandemic recovery scramble for workers in the spring of 2022, but remain historically strong, over 8 million for 38 straight months. The U.S. has averaged a solid 234,000 new jobs a month over the past year. Layoffs fell, and the number of Americans quitting their jobs rose, a sign of worker confidence. Unemployment is expected to remain around 3.9% when new figures are announced on Friday. Jennifer King, Washington.
Warner Brothers Discovery is increasing the price of the ad-free subscription plan for its Max streaming service. Effective immediately, the ad-free tier will now cost $16.99 a month. That's an increase of $1. More details at srnnews.com.